Outbound Music, the web's number one source for new and independent music. Check out outboundmusic.com, your source for new music.
Hey everybody, this is Rob Reiner from Anvil, and you're with Sister Tina on the Big Rock Show. Kick ass.
Hey, what do you say, kids? This is Bobby Blitz from Overkill coming at you on the Big Rock Show. If it's the Big Rock Show, this must be Tina. You're in the right place.
Hi, everybody. This is Rob Halford, the Metal God, with my metal girlfriend, Tina B, on the Big Rock Radio Show. Turn it up.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Big Rock Show with your host, Tina Peake. New music, interviews, and much more. The Big Rock Show. Check it out at thebigrockshow.net.
Man, what was that? Thebigrockshow.net.
Hey folks, welcome back to The Big Rock Show. I hope everyone's doing great, and I've got another great show planned for you all today. In the decade plus since their formation, Black Label Society has turned the notion of what a rock band should be upside down by inspiring legions of fans known as berserkers all over the world to follow the mantra, strength, determination, merciless, forever, SDMF for short. To date, BLS has sold more than 3.5 million albums worldwide, and more recently, they have nabbed their highest album debut ever with Order of the Black, the band's first album in 4 years, coming in at number 4 on the Billboard Top 200 album and number 1 on the Billboard Hard Music Album charts in the first week of release. And I'm really stoked, because joining us in just a few minutes will be my special guest, J.D. DeServio, of Black Label Society. Not only is JD a talented bass player, he also has his own side project, a band called Cycle of Pain, and they released their self-titled debut album last year to much critical acclaim. As always, I'll be playing two songs for you, the first coming right up, and the second, which I'll play after my interview with JD, is from his band, Cycle of Pain, a wicked tune simply entitled Five. So make sure you stay tuned. You do not want to miss that song. Now sit back, kick back, relax, and turn up the volume. Here is the first tune. It's called Overlord, and it's by Black Label Society. Dig it. We'll be right back.
RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
You know their songs.
My.
Rat Pack Records.
RatPackRecords.com.
Visit RatPackRecords.com.
New bands for the next generation of hard rock fans.
Welcome to the Big Rock Show. We're going to party our tits off today. I think you know that. I know that. The American people know that. It's going to be a great program. So just go ahead and squeeze your girth and sit back and listen.
Hi, JD. It's Tina Peake from The Big Rock Show.
Tina, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just getting up here a little bit ago and we'll meet and greet, a grip and grin in about a half hour, and then we have a rock show tonight.
Right on. Are you okay to do this now? Like, are you awake enough?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. Now, Black Label Society has been touring nonstop since early this spring, and the Berserkers tour is almost over. The last date listed, I think, is November 21st at the House of Blues in Vegas. How's the tour been going for you guys?
It's been awesome. All the bands on the bill have been great. Clutch and Children of Bodom and some new band, 2 Cent. Everybody's really cool. Everybody's getting along good out here, so it's been a great time, man.
Awesome. Have you guys been playing most of the stuff off Order of the Black, or have you been mixing it up?
We've been mixing it up. We play like 4 new songs from the new record in the set.
Okay, cool. What's the fan reaction been like to the new tunes?
They're loving it, man. I'm hoping that this record is going to be everybody's, new favorite. I think Mafia is still everybody's favorite record, so I'm hoping that this one's going to surpass it.
Yeah, this is an awesome disc. I mean, Order of the Black is the 8th album released by BLS, and although it's not a radical departure from the band's previous album, it does seem to be more of a refinement. Was the writing and recording process approached differently for this album, JD, than, say, any of the previous ones?
Well, the recording process was, because we recorded it at Zach's studio now at the bunker that we just had just built this year. I got to co-produce it and mix it, so it's going to sound a bit different than the other records did.
Is this the first time you've co-produced and mixed?
With Zach, yeah.
With Zach, yeah. So what was it like working in his totally revamped bunker? I heard he pulled out all the stops to make it a great place to jam and record.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It was awesome. You know, we got some good gear in there, and I'm good with Pro Tools and all that kind of shit. So it was an awesome experience.
I bet. Fans waited a long time, 4 years, for Order of the Black.
Yeah.
Do you guys plan on releasing the next album a bit sooner, do you think?
I'm sure it's going to be way sooner than 4 years. They'll probably tour this record for the next year. So probably by 2012, we'll probably be putting out another record, I would imagine.
Awesome. Tell us about the new video that was just released for Overlord. I can't help laughing. On November 1st, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it came out good. I mean, we were dying when we were talking about making it. And then the day that we made it, man, we all pissed ourselves. It was so much fun.
Well, what was the decision behind making a satire of old 70s kung fu movies?
Well, you know what? We had a couple of ideas bouncing around, and that seemed to be the one that we were most likely to execute. So that's the one we went with, pretty much.
Oh, God. I near fell off my chair when I saw Zach in the bright yellow jumpsuit. Was that his idea?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the Bruce Lee from The Game of Death.
I know.
It's hysterical, man.
It was.
Yeah, that's his idea.
It was awesome.
Looks like Herman Munster in a banana suit.
He does. It's really a hilarious video.
It's killer.
Yeah. Switching gears a bit, you also have your own side project, a band called Cycle of Pain, and released your self-titled debut album early last year. I mean, I really dig that disc, JD. It's awesome.
Thanks.
What can you tell us about Cycle of Pain?
Well, the band, me and my guitar player and my singer were in a band when we were 15, playing Battle of the Bands and playing Iron Maiden tunes, Judas Priest, Old Scorpion, stuff like that, writing some originals. And, all throughout the years, you know, we've stayed friends. We've even jammed together. We even played at Cycle of Pain back in, like, 2003. So when I got a record deal, I just, you know, I had a bunch of jazz bass music and I had a bunch of rock stuff. And the label said I could do whatever I wanted. And I said, well, I'd like to do the rock band and put my band back together with my brothers. So it just happened. And I'm so psyched I got to do it, man.
It's a really awesome disc. I love it. It's one of my favorites. And you also had quite a few guest performers on that CD as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. Zach played on it. 10 Dog from Cypress Hill. Like Brian Tishy, great friend of mine. Great drummer. Ray Lazier from Korn. A bunch of people. Clip from P-Funk threw some backup vocals on something for me. So it was a pretty diverse record, man.
Yeah, it really is. I know you did some touring with Cycle of Pain. Do you think you might try and get out there after this tour with Black Label is done, which, like you said, probably won't be for another year, but...
I definitely am going to try. I'm going to keep the band rocking because it's such a good band that we really need to keep it going. I think we're going over to Europe next year with Black Label. I'm trying to make that happen right now. But next year, we're definitely going to have something out for you guys.
Awesome. Now, have you been working on any new material for another Cycle of Pain album yet?
I have not. I have some ideas that, you know, some songs that we, that didn't make the record or whatever, that just didn't, you know, I didn't want to put a bunch of extra songs on the record. So I have a couple that are done that sound really killer, but I'm going to probably just wind up writing, you know, a whole bunch of new stuff.
I understand that we share the same passion, which is hockey.
Oh, yes.
Are you a big Rangers fan?
I am a huge Rangers fan.
Have you always been a Rangers fan?
Yeah, I've always been a Rangers fan, and really? I grew up in New Jersey, which is sucks for me because I should have been a Devils fan because they won 3 cups and my Rangers won 4 in their existence. So, I'm a huge Rangers fan. They're doing pretty good right now. They have a lot of injuries, but they're still doing okay.
Yeah.
Lundqvist is just a man. He's amazing.
I know they've been kicking Toronto's ass. Toronto won. Like, I'm a huge diehard Leaf fan, and I know I get ripped for that all the time, but I don't care. But I know that they've really had a hard time with the Rangers this year. They won the first game in OT, and then the Rangers kicked their butts, like, the last two games, so.
Yeah, that's true. They have, you know, the Leafs started, they have a good start to their season this year.
Well, they started off great, but now they're kind of faltering a bit. I mean, they lost again last night to Ottawa, which is our real nemesis. I mean, we hate Ottawa. So, anyway, did you play hockey as well?
I did. I mean, I played in some leagues. I mean, just, you know.
Did you?
The hockey league. And I didn't really start until, you know, 15 years ago, so.
Really?
And, it's fun as hell, but then. When people try to get too serious, you know, thinking they're in the NHL, I'm like, listen, dude, I got to go on tour next week. I can't be doing this, you know.
Yeah.
So stick pretty much down to just like open hockey, you know what I mean, and passing the puck around, shooting with a bunch of friends and stuff. So I love it so much. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a great sport. I know what you mean because they can be really aggressive. If you get hurt, you could actually break your arm or your leg, and then where are you going to be, right?
Exactly. I got to make a living, man. I'm not a freaking hockey player.
Yes. <You know? laughs> What position did you play?
Left wing. I'm left wing because I'm a righty, so I like to shoot from the offside.
That's awesome. Now, you also love doing base clinics and teaching as well. What is it about teaching that you enjoy so much, JD?
Well, for one thing, it's killer to give somebody something that they're going to have with them for the rest of their life, you know, a lesson learned, you know what I mean, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, I'll teach somebody on the base, and then they might play in 5 years, and like, oh, yeah, JD taught me that, you know, whatever. That's awesome. And also, what's great about teaching is I just keep reaffirming what I already know, you know what I mean? So that it's kind of like just constantly reminding yourself of what's there, you know, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And this is taking you all around the world. I mean, you do clinics everywhere, right? You've even been to Japan. You've been into Canada, all over the States. That's cool.
It's awesome, man. I got some great companies, so, hopefully I keep doing them.
Now, if I came to you for lessons, never having played guitar, what would you start me with?
Well, it would just be like, you know, just simple exercises to get your fingers moving. Because it's hard. It's very hard to play. You know, and it takes a lot of patience and a lot of time, man. So first things first, I just, you know, put your hands on the guitar or the bass properly and just give you some finger exercises to, like, try to get your fingers moving. It's hard, man.
I know. I can just imagine. I mean, I have taken some lessons, but what if somebody came in who was a little bit more advanced, like, say, somebody who actually did know how to read music and play the bass, where would you go with them from there?
Well, it depends on what their interests are, but I would really try to just jam with them over a bunch of chord progressions and write bass lines and stuff and come up with ideas and teach them about phrasing, which is, you know, like our language, you know, like when I play a line, we call that a phrase.
Right.
So I'd like, you know, I would just work on phrasing with them and tone, whatever, you know what I mean, the way they approach the instrument or the way you approach a chord or something, you know what I mean, and composition.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you want to throw out your links, any links you want, be it Black Label sites, your website, Facebook, whatever you want, JD?
Well, I think on MySpace, it's the Cycle of Pain. It's myspace.com/cycleofpain. I got my own website, johnjddeservio.com, and I have Facebook's in MySpace with the same name. So my website, I need an overhaul, man. I really neglected my website for the last few years, so I apologize to people who keep going. I'm gonna have to re-spruce it up, maybe for spring or something.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard when you're on the road for 18 months to get in there and even work on it.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, man.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Well, Rob Halford released Winter Songs last year, and Black Label Society have just released a brand new single in time for Christmas, the timeless classic called The First Noel, with proceeds from sales benefiting the Zach and Barbara Ann Wild Foundation at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I mean, that's really wicked, JD. Tell us how that came about and why an instrumental piece.
Well, we were just talking about doing something for Christmas. So Zach had a couple of tunes in mind, and actually that one came together nicely. So that was the one that we ran with, and then we just, you know, layered it with a bunch of, you know, guitars and stuff, and that's it. It came out really cool.
It did come out really cool. I really dig the tune. I mentioned earlier that BLS are wrapping up the Berserkers tour at the end of this month, but I'm thinking, obviously, that touring is far from over. Are there any other gigs coming up that you can share with us or anything else in the works that you know about yet?
Well, for next year, like I said, we're going to Europe. So we're going to be doing that. And I think we got Australia, China, Japan, all that shit over there. And then I'm sure we're going to be back in the States at some point as well. So we have a lot of touring to do next year. So we should be around in your country somewhere.
Sounds awesome. JD, is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask you today? Anything you want to get out?
No, I think you did a really good job, sweetie. I think everything's awesome.
Aw, thank you. How about a message for your fans? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
No, we just love them, man. Thanks so much for coming out and supporting our band. We got the best fans in the world. We're kind of like the Dead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The aspect. We're kind of like the Grateful Dead. So,
yeah,
our fans, really, we love them, and I just appreciate the hell out of them, man.
That's great. Thank you so much for all your time today. It was a blast. Continued success, and you rock, JD.
Thank you, my love.
Okay, bye.
Bye, honey. What's up, everybody? This is JD from Black Label Society and Cycle of Pain, and you're listening to Tina on The Big Rock Show.
The Big Rock Show, Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, with your host, Tina Peak, on America's number one source for independent and local music, OutboundMusic.com. For more information, visit OutboundMusic.com or TheBigRockShow.net.